Welcome to Send Me On My Way. I'm your host, Audrey Dean Kelly. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from music to pop culture to reality TV to pretty much whatever I want. So let's get into it. Welcome to the ADHD episode. I was actually inspired to do this episode because I recently have had quite an aha moment with understanding my own ADHD. And it happened, believe it or not, on TikTok. Surprise, surprise. I learned so much there. But I will give credit where credit's due. This girl's account, Micah, I came across this video that she was sharing where she was reading an article about hyperfocus and ADHD. And I'm just going to give you this quote as we kick this off. So, people who think ADHD means having a short attention span misunderstand what ADHD is. A better way to look at it is people with ADHD have a dysregulated attention system. All right, we're going to get into that. But first, I'm going to back it up. We're going to talk about my history with ADHD, my journey with Adderall, being diagnosed. So let's go back to, God, what grade was it? I think I was in fourth grade. Yeah, that seems right. I was in fourth grade when they put me on Adderall. I think I had been struggling in my math classes. And here's what I don't remember. I don't remember ever getting any kind of testing. I do remember being put on medication. I remember going to a doctor, that doctor being like my pediatrician, and being prescribed this, not a psychiatrist. There was absolutely no evaluation other than my mom just taking me there and saying, yeah, I'm hearing she hasn't been paying attention in school, you know, and my mom was a teacher, so maybe they just took that authority. But also, you know, I'm 37 years old, so this was really the onset of Adderall even being a thing. This was like really the guinea pig days. My generation, we definitely, us kids that were put on this medication, were definitely guinea pigs. One of my friends had been put on Ritalin at an early age, and so and then had transitioned to Adderall, I think maybe a year before I was put on it. So just to give you that framework, it was not, the drug had not been prescribed for that long. And in my experience at that time, they were starting to put kids on it. Maybe not every kid was on it the way you saw like 10 years later, or maybe even now. I mean, 10 years later, it seemed like every other kid was on Adderall. But at that time, it was a little fewer and far between. And yeah, I mean, I remember the first day that I took it, I remember just feeling like I can do anything in the world. And like, I mean, in hindsight and having lived a full life, we'll just leave you with that. Yeah, I know what was happening right there. I was, and then, you know, what would happen in the afternoon is I would be a grumpy little brat that was coming off of a high, you know, a synthetic or legal extended release, you know, amphetamine. And so, yeah, on the one hand, like, I felt great in the morning. I would, like, focus, I guess, in school. But I remember just feeling, like, so anxious, not hungry. What I also found later in life, and we'll get to this, was, it was that sometimes the things that I would learn, I wouldn't retain them as long when I was in that kind of state. It was hard for me to eat because I wasn't hungry. That led to later on, you know, eating disorders, and I would have trouble getting to sleep at night. I struggled a lot with like UTIs when I got older. That's very TMI, but it's true. And I definitely think it's related to this, and I will get to that later in the episode. We'll bring it back. But basically, I feel, you know, like I was, my experience with the drug was not great. And with that said, I was on it for a very long time. So we're talking fourth grade until, you know, through college. Now, granted, there were a couple of years there where I had to go off of it because of the eating disorder. So I did take a little break from it then, but, you know, I got right back into it my senior year. I had a prescription in college. And again, I mean, getting the drug was as easy as going to my general practitioner at the time, saying that I had been prescribed it before, and getting it, you know. That's the truth. And so, yeah, I, in college, was the first time I really, like, started to abuse it, in the sense that, like, I knew that I could, like, cram for a test and, like, take in so much information overnight before something. So it made it so that it really messed with the way that I approached learning. I didn't approach for the things that I didn't enjoy. I would basically wait until the end, stay up all night, take Adderall. Like I remember just, you know, basically like living in the library sometimes, and my library was 24 hours at college. So like, and this is like, so many of you are probably listening and be like, yeah, all of us were doing that. We all were doing that. So like, even if you didn't have a prescription, people were taking other people's, it's just, it was so prevalent. And I ended up stopping it in college. And I just got to a point where I was like, I don't like how I feel on this. And so basically I started to treat my ADHD with cannabis. And I think when I was younger, I mean, granted, I lived in California, it was legal. So just going to give you that framework. I had every right to. But I did find that if I would get into these states where I was very focused on some things, and I think the longer that I wasn't on Adderall and the longer I got away from it, I realized how awful it was when I was on it. And I think I like kind of resented my mom for putting me on it, which, sorry, mom, you don't deserve that because so many parents did it and they didn't know any better. But I started to convince myself that I was like, and this was after I got out of school. So like, we'll give you that framework. After I got out of school and I wasn't having to study things that I didn't want to do, I didn't feel like I had any problems with focusing. And I started to convince myself, I was like, I don't have ADHD at all. Like, I don't know why they put me on that. I was a guinea pig. I was a victim for being put on it when I was a kid. And like, look at all of the things it did to me. And, you know, I just didn't, I was like, how could I have ADHD? Well, because the HD part of it was like, I would think it was like hyperactivity. And I was never a hyperactive person. In fact, when I got into things that I liked, I was very focused. And I mean, God, to be a musician, to be able to teach yourself an instrument and learn, I could spend hours, and I did. And I would just pour myself, you know, until I was basically, you know, and so we'll get to this article, but I would forget to eat. I would get into these states where if I was doing something I liked, I wouldn't do anything else. And so to me, that wasn't, I didn't have a problem with focus. So I wasn't ADD. Back to the point that I'm trying to make with all of this, which is this article about hyperfocus made me realize that I absolutely have ADHD. I always have. I was given a medication that did not work for me, A. But B, let's hone in on this. I'm going to read you the next part of the article. What causes the ADHD brain to hyperfocus? Like distractibility, hyperfocus is thought to result from abnormally low levels of dopamine, a neurotransmitter in the brain's frontal lobes. This dopamine deficiency makes it hard to shift gears to take up boring but necessary tasks. Okay, I want to focus on that for a second because that is definitely something that I have done. If I get into this hyperfocus state, I will forget to do other things. I mean, I really will. I will ignore things that I should be doing, at least in my experience. And so this really helped me. It was really eye-opening to see that, like, I totally do this. I mean, they talked about one woman who had it so badly that she didn't even realize her house was on fire until the fireman came into the room. And, like, the rest of her house was on fire. She was, like, working so intently. But the point of all of this is that if you have ADHD, you are able to focus. You have a dysregulated attention system. You don't want to focus on the things you don't like because it's not fueling that dopamine in your brain. So that's why you can get on, like, for example, you can get on dopamine spirals. So someone with ADHD really should not open their social media first thing in the morning, ever. Like, I feel like most 99% of the population knows that fact now, or at least I hope they do. Your brain, if you open your, so when you first wake up, your dopamine levels in your brain are gradually rising to the level that they should be for the day. So what happens if you open your social media first thing in the morning is that you're getting a surge of dopamine from your social media, and the rest of the day you're going to be chasing that. And so at least in my experience, and I think with a lot of people, if I do that, if I make the mistake and I open it first thing in the day, I will be on social media all day long. I really will. It can be debilitating. It really can. I think, I mean, look, I'm on maternity leave right now. So, like, when I was at work, I couldn't really do that. But, like, being home, being on maternity leave, and, like, we'll get it. I'm going to do a whole postpartum episode. We'll get into how I think ties into this as well. But, like, basically, you shouldn't open your social media first thing in the morning ever. You should let your brain warm up for, they say, at least an hour. In my experience, I need to give it, like, 3 to 5 hours. And I just, my day is so much better. I focus on things in such a different way when I do that. I really have learned that over the years. So if you didn't know that, maybe that can be of help to you. If you find that you're scrolling all day and in what they call a dopamine hole, try that out. It can help. But to shift back to hyperfocus and why I wanted to make this episode, and we're going to tie it all back to music because I feel like I'm going to tie most of these back into music. Musicians, for sure. I think a lot of us have ADHD. I think a lot of us are tapping into this hyper-focused state. And so the point of all of this is you can actually yield your ADHD to your advantage to learn something that you, but it has to be something you like. So knowing that, you need to be in a career that you like. If you're someone with ADHD, it's so important for you to find something that you like to do. Your day will go by so much quicker. Like, look, if I have a lot of work when I'm at work, I am so much happier. The day flies by. I'm into it. I'm going, you know, look, I have some days where I'm like more in the mood to do one task over the other. Some days I'm like really jazzed to do this. And like, but once you kind of tap into what that is for you, you can use this as a superpower. And maybe, I mean, look, I think I'm not saying everybody should get off of medication and Adderall. I'm not saying that at all. It does help some people and it works for them. I'm sharing my experience. That's all I'm trying to do on this podcast, period. But my experience with it was not good. It wasn't good for my body. And I, having come from the guinea pig generation, I do worry about the long-term effects of what that's going to do to my body and my heart. Let's be real. It's not good what amphetamine is doing to your heart if you're taking it every day. It's just not. So, I really enjoy an unmedicated ADHD journey. And now I'm going to say that. And I do take other medications, but not other medications for ADHD. It works for me. So if you're finding that you're having to like live your life medicated, like taking Adderall so that you can really focus on your work and really hunker down on something that if you were not to take that, it would be like the last thing you would want to do. Maybe you should shift because you might find a superpower in doing something that you really enjoy. And I mean, my God, I was lucky to find music when I was younger. I'm not going to lie. Like even doing this podcast, I'm super excited. Like I really enjoy this. I really am excited about this. And like, it's something that I could spend. I mean, Jesus, I've released 3 episodes in the past 3 days. Like I could just do it for so long. And it's because I enjoy it. I like it. I'm hyper focused on it. Now, granted, there is a downside to being hyper focused, which is why I brought up the UTI earlier. You can be so focused that you forget to do things like I talked about. I'll be so focused that I'll forget to eat. I will be so focused, and they talk about this in the article, you'll be so focused that you forget to pee. And like reading that part of the article was like that alone was so interesting because it just brought me back to being this like young girl who was like getting, you know, kidney infections and like, you know, pretty bad urinary situations. And I think it was because I was, as a young girl, I was like, when I was hyper focused, I would like forget to go to the bathroom and I would like hold my pee. So you guys are gonna get a real unfiltered glimpse into me, y'all. Buckle up. That might help some of you. Look into it. If you are getting really bad UTIs, maybe you aren't remembering because you're so focused on something that you're liking. I don't know. But you do have to check yourself with it. So I think setting timers can be a good thing. I am someone who, my God, Alexa is my, she's my bitch. I mean, the amount of timers that I set with her is just out of control. But it does help me with staying regulated with it. But yeah, I will, hold on. I should give credit where credit's due on this article. So this article was from Attitude Magazine, and it's called Hyperfocus, the ADHD Phenomenon of Hyperfixation by Royce Flippin. Yeah, it's really interesting. It talks about, you know, the ways it can hurt you, but I really want to focus on the ways that you can use this to your benefit. And I really think the key thing here is, since when you're hyper-focused, like, you're doing something you love, you need to shift gears if you're not, you know? And I know that's not the easiest advice, trust me. But yeah, maybe find a different way to do it. It doesn't mean like necessarily upending your job, but even like I said, like, I've always been someone who can like manage my own tasks, and like, yeah, I'll have days where I like really want to work on like math, kind of like more analytical things. And then other days I want to work on more like project management. I don't know. I just have different days where I'm into other things, and knowing this now, it makes sense the way I have structured my work life historically. And I think I've naturally been doing this for a while. So reading this article and realizing that, oh man, I definitely do have ADHD, but like, that's not necessarily the worst thing. It's not. It really isn't. I mean, there's a lot that comes with it, but I think a lot of us have this. So I think that's all I've needed to say on this episode. And yeah, let me know if you guys have questions. And once again, thanks for listening, y'all. Love ya. You can support this podcast by subscribing, rating, saving, sharing. Thanks, guys.